Hi, everyone. Welcome to a special Friday night edition of Daytime After Dark. I am so happy and pleased tonight that we get to talk to Kim Douglas. Oh, my gosh. She's one of the funniest people I think I've ever met. Well, I haven't met her, but you know what I mean. She's on Ellen, Chris. She does this whole beauty thing. But when she's on Ellen, I have to go to the bathroom first because he makes me laugh. So let's bring on Kim Douglas.
I have never been introduced exactly like that, and I love it because
no one's ever told
me I make them go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, I'm glad you liked it. I wouldn't say if you would like it, but after seeing all your funny routines, I thought, I can be funny.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? That's one of the best introductions ever.
Well, I love you on Ellen. Whenever you on there, I'm, like, so loving it. I think you should be on Mo. You know, Mo. I mean, I think you should be on, like, every day, you know, when they come back in the fall, of course. Because you bring so funny, you're really good at Home and Family. And not to mention you married to one of my favorite people, Zeri Douglas.
He was just on your show. What about two
I know
ago?
He did so good. He did so good. He's so cute. Yeah, you can tell him I said that.
I totally will.
He told me Home and Family, which I didn't know, was on 20 years ago. I didn't know that. And then, you know, you relaunched it a couple of years ago, right?
Absolutely true, yes. The executive producer of Home and Family, which is on the Hallmark Channel, one of the fastest growing cable networks in the world, it was created by Woody Fraser, who also... forgive me, and if people want to Google this, they can probably correct me, but I believe he started Good Morning America with Steve Hartman very long ago, and he started The Home Show with Gary Collins very, very long ago, The Mike Douglas Show, which many of your listeners will probably not even ever heard of.
I know who Mike Douglas is, but...
Remember, like, when we were really little, like, I just remember my parents or my grandparents watching him, but... Anyway, Woody is an icon, and he started so many careers in this business, including Kathy Lee Gifford and Joan London and so many other people. And he came up with a show called Home and Family, and it really was. It was about the home. It was about your family. And he hired me right off of, I think I'd done like two shows out here, two different shows. One was, I was on E! Network. And he hired me, and I went on the show, and I was on for 3 years, and unfortunately the show got canceled. It was on ABC Family, and they decided to go with cartoons. And so 17 years later, Carly, they called me and said, can you come back? We want to start all over and do the exact same thing again. And it's been such a great experience, such a blessing.
Well, yeah, I think you guys are so, it's so different on that show, but so good. You know, I'm not supposed to say this, but I like it better than The View. I will be honest.
You would be great on Home and Family. Yeah.
And I have a little crush on Mark, who used to be on Entertainment Tonight.
And you know what?
Yeah,
he's single. I can put in a good word for you. He's single. His birthday is on Saturday, and he's 51 years old, and he's really sweet and a really good guy and looking for a girlfriend. So I'll put in a good word for you.
Well, I would love it if you could ask him and come on the show, because I would love to interview him too. I mean, if it's not too much to ask, but I just love seeing him. And I think it's a really good thing. And, you know, you guys are on for 2 hours. That is a long time every day to be on air.
You're right.
How do you guys keep doing it?
Well, that's a really good point, Carly, because what it is you have to keep your energy up and keep entertaining for 2 solid hours. And many times, you know, we watch a sitcom and we don't even realize that it's really 22 minutes of programming. Or mm-hmm. we watch a daytime show and a guest comes on for maybe a 6-minute segment. But to hold the audience's attention for 2 hours is really a feat. And it's been so great. We all love each other. We really are like family. We fight. We get in disagreements. We get on each other's nerves. We hug. We cry. We love. We celebrate. It's really, it's just like a real family.
Yeah, and one episode I loved of Home and Family, when Jeannie Cooper was on there.
Oh, gosh, that was a while ago.
Like a couple of months before her death or something.
She passed.
Yeah, yes. And I still feel sorry for Jerry because I always tease them. I'm like, you guys could have been so good on lying all together in the sack. That's why I
agree.
I shouldn't say that to his wife.
I love all of my husband's wives. I really do. And he's had like 6. Of course, that's not in real life. That's on the show.
But on the soap.
Yeah, that's what you get when you marry a soap star.
Well, see, yeah. And when Marie Osmond came on too, that was, But, you know, you always give them really good. And, you know, it's kind of nice when you have daytime stars, but then you have everyone else, every star coming on. It's kind of nice because, you know, the daytime community, you know, lost two soaps, and now we are down to 4. And,
I know.
You know, and I know you know a lot about Young and the Restless. What do you, before I ask you anything else, what do you think about what's going on over there? Because, you know, I take people's call every Friday night, every time I'm on the air. And, you know, sometimes people get so disappointed. The death of your husband is still like number one. But do you guys ever hear rumblings about what's going on over there or the state of it?
Yes, I will answer that and tell you that the state of Young and Restless, the good news for the viewers and the fans of the show, it has been one of the longest running daytime network shows that has been consecutively number one for something like 37 years, Carly, which is unheard of. I mean, think of, you know, your favorite sitcom or even, you know, your favorite TV show. If it's on 10 years, that's amazing, like The View or something. But here's the thing, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail on this, and I may get a little bit of pushback, but I'm kind of at the stage of, to quote Caitlyn Jenner, you know, you got to be your authentic self, and you got to speak your truth. Here's my truth. There was a woman that was head writer that got hired by Young and Restless, and her name was Lynn Latham. And from day one, she did not like Jerry Douglas, and she did not like John Abbott. She didn't like him being the head of a cosmetic company. She thought it should be a woman, and she was looking for a quick way to get good ratings. And she thought, I will kill John. I'll drag this out over months and months, and I'll promote my ratings. I'll get my ratings pushed up. Guess what? She did exactly that. The ratings went up. Everybody was devastated. And then when they realized John Abbott, the one moral compass of daytime, the man that really does represent the father that we all want, the husband that we all want, the businessman that we all look to for our business acumen. Everyone said, guess what? That was the worst thing you and Barbara Bloom ever did. And they really did get a lot of backlash and a lot of people calling in, writing in, and sending letters saying this was a mistake. And I'm so glad, and I hope people do send letters to Lynn Latham, wherever she is now, because she's certainly not writing for daytime. But she made a terrible mistake, and I think it was an awful decision.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I hope I didn't put you on the spot with that. I was just
I'm happy.
Because you also do Home and Family. I'm sure you guys sometimes talk about what's going on in daytime, and that. And, I just thought of this, and I didn't ask Zilly this when he was on. But, they should give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. This is the thing where I think I'm going to stop that. Because, he was in the business through, I don't want to swear, but, Hill and back with this business. And I feel like they did it all over him. And,
I agree with you. I really do. And no one has the courage to speak out about that. And here's what I think we do in our society today. There's people, whoever they may be, that get famous for a very short period of time for something that they've done or some crazy act that they've done. And they get famous. I have no qualms with that. That's great. You get attention. People want to see you. But here's the thing. Longevity in this business, if you can hold an audience, if you can keep true to who you are, if you can keep loving, entertaining people and bringing them words of wisdom, character, depth, and real meaning for over, 60-some years, that's somebody who I think, I can think of the Kirk Douglases, the Michael Douglases, by the way, no relation, the George Clooneys, the Clint Eastwoods, the Jerry Seinfeld. I can go across all, borders, all walks of life, from, who's the guy that has a great voice, African-American, he played God. Morgan Freeman, George Burns, James Earl Jones, Tommy Lee Jones. I can give you these names, and these are men and women, and I'll give you the women too, but we're kind of comparing to Jerry, that over years and years continue to entertain, and that's the people that I think we do need to lift up and applaud.
Exactly, and that's, I know he doesn't like to talk about himself. I figured that in the interview. But it just made me mad, thinking after the interview, they treated him so bad. And, I tried to, hold my tongue about something, but on that, my grandfather got me into Lionel, and he loves Ron Abbott. I mean, he was nothing like him. He was more like Victor Newman. He was more like Victor Newman, but...
I hear you.
Yeah, but the thing is, with you, Creel, you were on Chris Jenner's show for a couple of times. And I thought you were really good. I thought the trouble with that is not everyone in the nation got it on their TV.
Yeah, that's right. It was a limited. Yeah.
So, some people had to go to YouTube.
Right.
And I loved you on there. But I just thought you guys had, this great chemistry. And you said about Caitlyn Jenner, that whole thing has been in the news all week. No, 2 weeks,
let's say.
And I just think people are blowing way over it because, she is who she is. And, I just think everyone needs to calm down a little that is having a problem with it. And where did you get your funny stuff from? Because you're so hilarious, and the pie segment on Ellen made me laugh. It was like, oh my gosh, she didn't do it. Oh my gosh, she didn't do it. How do I get you full time on Ellen? Because
Oh gosh, from your mouth to God's ears. You know, I went on Ellen. I'm her only regular, and I went on 13 years ago. Ellen will start her new season in September, her 13th year. And
wow.
I went on for one episode, one segment, many, you know, 12 years ago. And she just kept inviting me back. And I feel so grateful to her. And I think she's a comedic genius. Her, I will tell you this that I probably shouldn't say, but Ellen and I have never one time ever in 12 years rehearsed. She's never known one thing I'm bringing on. She never sees it in advance. Her and I never talk about a joke. How can we play this joke? You're going to have this. Oh, I'll say this. You have to say never. And Carly, my hand to God right now. She is literally a comedic genius, and she thinks right off the top. She's all
yes, it does.
Yeah, and the thing that kind of brings this whole interview with you to a circle is Ellen doesn't have to be mean to be funny. She doesn't have to be controversial to be funny. She doesn't have to be angry to be funny. And that's what I love. And I also love that, again, to circle back around, that for people like Ellen or people like Jerry, you know, she could have been very angry about how she was treated originally when she was on a sitcom and then, you know, they let that go and they didn't treat her the way I feel she should have been treated, my own personal opinion. And but you know what? Ellen went and she just soared with Eagles. She went and she did her talent and she was authentic to who she was. And that's exactly what Jerry did, you know. Oh, they fire him, they bring him back a ghost, they put him as an alcoholic. But, you know, he just keeps working and using his talent. And I think that's kind of a motto or a metaphor for all of us in life. We're all going to have these struggles. We're all going to have these things that come in our pathway. But either you look at it and you go, oh, this is awful. Look what they did. Oh, I can't. Or you say, you know what? That happened. Yep. And it was it great? No. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it. I'm going to build from it. I'm going to get stronger. And I'm going to come back even better. And I think both Jerry and Ellen have the last laugh. Forgive the pun. Forgive the pun.
Yes.
But they really do. Jerry's now been in the business, still working. He's got another episode of Young and Restless in early July. He's still working. He's still doing his craft that he loves so much. And Ellen has never been more on top of her game.
Oh, good. No, I love it that Jerry's back. When I was on, he couldn't say anything. So I'm happy he's on there because I was going to call every day and stalk them. But then I'm like, okay, if I stalk them, I might not get any guests. But it's really hard over the PR right now. You have to go through Sony now. And you know, I'm sorry, but if you want to book guests, why don't you just make the people available and not people have to work so hard to get the guests? You know, that's my only thing with, you know, Sony. But I know we have a limited time, but I could talk to you all day, and I hope you come back.
Oh, you're so sweet, Carly. I will for sure. I love you. I admire you. I think you're a wonderful, wonderful talent, and I thank you for having me on.
Can you take two phone calls?
I'd love it.
I will be dead because you have fans. Bobby, you're on mail. Bobby.
Hello. Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Well, it was a pleasure the other day to talk to Jerry, and it was just great to talk to a good actor like him. And
say that again, Bobby. I heard the part about talking to Jerry.
He loved talking to him.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's so kind. Well, Jerry said he loved being on the show, and he loved speaking with all of the guests, so he must have met you as being one of them.
Oh, awesome. Bobby, did you have any other questions, sweetheart? Bobby?
Bobby? I think we lost Bob.
Oh, yeah, we did. Bobby! Okay, my BFF and one of my hosts, Megan, you're on the line.
Hi. Hi, girlies.
Megan. Hi.
Hi, it is wonderful that you came on tonight. The way your exuberance every day, the way you keep the show going, it's like you said, it's a learning experience with life, and it makes you feel welcome every time I turn it on. And I just want to say I love it. And naturally, I adore your husband.
Well, that is so kind of you, and thank you for saying that, because, you know, some days you don't always feel like, oh, I'm just up today, I'm just so happy. But I know that there's people that are watching that are all going through just the same things as I am, maybe better, maybe worse. And when you can make somebody smile, then that's what it's all about. It really is.
Mm-hmm. It's so uplifting. It really is. And I'm so glad that Jerry married you, because I think he's just wonderful.
Oh, you're so sweet, Megan. And, you know, we have a pretty funny story that we have a 24-year age difference, and when we got married, we celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary about 1 month ago. And when we got married, unbeknownst to us until about 10 years later, 80% of our friends at the wedding were making bets on how long we last. And the longest bet was 6 years. And what's interesting about that is that most of those people, unfortunately, I'm not saying this with any happiness, but most of those friends that were betting against us, unfortunately, have gone through 1, 2, sometimes 3 divorces to our 30-year marriage. And it's like, I guess the moral of that story is, you know, you can't judge. You just can't judge what is going to work, despite age, despite race, despite creed. You know, you just, if there's true love there, I think any and all of us can make it work.
Definitely. I totally agree with you. And congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you. You're very kind. How sweet.
And we need more of our John on TV. We're trying to get our best to get him to pop in more often. He was disrespected. And it's a shame that the newer generation won't get to know John Abbott the way we do.
Exactly. And I think that's a shame, because I do think that we all need that moral voice and that moral compass sometimes to be reminded in our daily lives or in the shows that we watch. Because, you know, there always comes those forks in the road. Should I do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's really watching. No one's going to know if I do it. Should I? The thing with the character of John Abbott that Bill Bell so beautifully created is he's the kind of man that when no one's looking, he still does the right thing. When no one's going to know, he still does the right thing. And in the end, it really does pay off.
Sure does. God bless him. He was a godsend for us watching the show, because you need a father figure like that to be the patriarch.
We
strong,
do.
You know, his children. And it's stupid the way that woman did it, but, well, we'll get the last word in. We'll get that.
we are going to. Maggie, do you have any more questions? Because Bobby called in again.
Thank you, Bobby.
I missed Bobby.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Megan. You have a great night, darling. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Good night. You have a good night.
I will put you on home, Meg. King Bobby, you on the air?
Hello?
Hi, Bobby.
Hello?
Hi, Bobby. Why did you hang up on me? Hi, Bobby.
Oh. Yeah, why didn't you hang up on us?
Bobby's having phone issues, I think. Or maybe he's one of the people that, you know, wants to be on a sitcom with me, and I like this.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Why not?
Bobby, did you Bobby left again. Okay, I want you on next time for longer, because I know you have stuff to do tonight. And Jerry Bell will take you out to a nice little dinner. Oh, I will have a little have a little talk with him. But yeah, we want you on again because I know I shouldn't say this, but you are my little girl crush. And
oh,
I just fell in love with you. And I didn't even know you were married to Delia first. I didn't know. Watching the Evan show and all this. And Delia goes, oh, my wife Kim is funny. I'm like, Kim
Duck. Oh, my gosh.
And then it clicked. Oh, my gosh, you two are all married. And I'm like
well, Carly,
oh.
now that you said I'm your girl crush, I can admit to you that Jerry and I are hanging on by a thread. We're barely going to make it through the month. So I love that I'm your girl crush. You know I'm just kidding, but there you go.
Well, I know. But is it okay if I text you every once in a while? I know this is so unprofessional that I ask.
No,
but
of course. You sure
okay,
can, and I'm going to get you Mark Sinus to be on
the
show.
Perfect.
Because you have a great show. And you've got great listeners, and I think they'd really enjoy him, too.
Oh, yes, we will. To give Delia a hug for me and tell him to kick some butt over it. Ryan, all is too bad that he cannot knock Victor down a couple of pegs.
Yes.
You know, it's too bad he cannot do that for me.
And I will tell him, and I know he's going to do it just for you.
Oh, cool. Okay, have a great night, and I will text you sometime later.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Carly. Bye to all of your listeners, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good night.
Bye, darling.
Bye. That was Kim Douglas, people. That was an amazing interview. I am going to bring on... Maggie and Bobby and Susan.
I don't know what happened there, and I do apologize.
No, it's okay, Bobby.
If I'm your end or my end or what, but I'm really sorry that I didn't get a chance to ask what I had to ask to Kim, but I just don't know what's wrong with my phone.
I did that earlier. It kept hanging up on Stephanie, and we're in the middle of a conversation.
Maggie, did you hear my conversation with Kim?
Yes, I did. Did you?
Did you hear that she said I can text her?
Yes.
I mean, I won't do it often. I won't do it often, of course.
Occasionally.
Yes, but this is so cool. I might get Mark Steiner on here. Sorry, I'm really happy with myself right now. So there's a lot of soap news to talk about, and now my mind's gone. Megan, you want to help me get my mind back?
Stupid Pettis interviewing with Days of Our Lives when we're at a pivotal point. Is really just dumb.
Yep.
Yep. And just wait to see General Hospital. Oh, Tony Garrett himself is.
Yes. I think I will be crying. I think I will be crying until he, leaves.
Miguel and him. There's got to be some deal to be arranged, but we need.
Susan, how did you think my interview went?
It went good.
I wasn't that good crossing that bad. Was I really good crossing badly? You too?
You're fine. You did a good job.
Okay. See, my two BFFs have to calm me down every once in a while with you both. Oh, and thanks a lot, Susan. Okay, you know when we were talking about Sicken? You know when we were talking about Sicken earlier? I texted my mom to go to KFC for me tomorrow.
You got it craving.
Yes, I have a bad craving for KFC, and I know that sounds horrible, but I need some KFC. Bobby, you back on, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's wrong with the phone? I don't know if it's a bad connection on your end or my end or what. But
no,
I'm sorry. I got cut off.
Me, Bobby. I couldn't apologize, Bobby. You are good.
I wanted to really ask him a couple of questions, but I do apologize for that. Hello?
Well, we are here.
But I just don't know what's wrong with my phone tonight. So.
Well,
I can't hardly hear you.
Well, Bobby, we all, we love it when you call in. And Kim will be back. Didn't she say she will be back, Maggie?
Yes, she did. I'm a witness. She is so delightful, just like she is on the TV show in Home Family. She's just an inspirational person. And, yeah, very, very good interview.
Thank you. And, don't quit apologizing, Bobby. Bobby's gone again. Okay, we all have bad nights on Blog Talk, don't we, Maggie?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
I was talking to Steph earlier, and we kept getting cut off. I feel terrible.
And I mean, it's not his fault. And so, and I have an announcement. We are getting Christus Appeal on the show.
It's a deal?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yay. No. Yes.
And Maggie the Nun from One Life to Live.
Yeah. Maggie, I got to tell you something later on tonight, so remind me.
Okay.
Hello? Bobby, you're back. Bobby, it's okay. Don't apologize. We all have bad nights with Block Talk.
And there's no bad weather in the area tonight, so it can't be
weather issues. Okay, is it hot where you are?
No, it's not hot, and it's not storming.
Oh.
So I don't know what was the issue. Maybe something to do with some technical issue or something like that. Or I just hope that the enemy is not trying to spy on my call. I don't want the government to be spying on my calls. I hope that's not the problem. I hope the government wasn't trying to tap in.
oh my God, anyway. Bobby! Don't make me paranoid now.
It's okay, Carly. But I look forward to hearing from Crystal in a couple of weeks and maybe asking her a few questions like when is she going to return back to Days or Bold and Beautiful to help Caroline out with the fact that Caroline is hurt, and everything else and stuff like that. So. Or go back to Days at the same time that Molly should return back for the 50th anniversary. And I really hope Molly will do that. But I want to ask her if she will come back. Because I know Melanie left this past week on Monday, and hoping she would come back. Yeah, I'm hoping she would come back to Days. Around the same time they have their 50th anniversary, and this would be a great time to ask Crystal about that question when that time comes, when she comes on.
Of course, Bobby, you are one of our favorite people to call in, even though sometimes I forget to say your name on Facebook. It's not that I'm doing this on purpose. It's just my little mind. I have brain fog, Bobby. That's just it. And I want to say, people, okay, there was this Denver Bronco player that got kicked out of off the team because he was farting in meetings. Isn't that amazing? Like, I'm just saying because he's a Denver Bronco and we kicked their ass, not the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl before.
Hmm.
Megan, did you hear about that?
Oh, I did. Why didn't you stand
for
me?
And I, you know, I love hearing about people farting. I don't know why. I don't know why it inspires me. But, yeah, and then, we have another guest coming on Monday. We have Haida. Oh, gosh, I'm going to screw up her name. Haida Amori. She played Tori on Days of Her Life.
I think I know who she is. She's Paul's mom. I can't wait to talk to her right there because I'm slated on the 14th to want to ask her questions on one of the talk show shows. But I can just get everything out of the way right then and there when she comes on Monday because that's my birthday and it'll
Bobby.
Be great.
Bobby, you're not allowed to call in any other show but my show, Bobby. Okay?
Well, don't worry. I'll make sure. Well, I have to just maybe just talk to you because I'm an expert. Because I know with Melanie gone from Days, I'm gonna definitely miss Molly, and that's what. But I hope Molly can return back along with Crystal for the 50th anniversary show.
Well, I mean, every day we are hearing about another some person coming from Dade for the 50th. So, you know, and I know right now they are, you know, doing the 50th. And so it's very hectic scheduling.
Right. And this is something I'm probably going to bring up to Crystal when she comes on, that with the possibility that late with two internet soaps that she does, and who knows if the Bells want her back on Bold and Beautiful with Karen anytime soon. That's another thing that's going to be probably, you know, that's in the back of Crystal's mind is if she goes, would she want to go back to Days or Bold and Beautiful. So that's another thing too with the scheduling conflict.
Good point, Bobby. I hope she gives her brother hell for what he did to Maya.
Yeah. Well, when that comes, I will definitely talk to Crystal about suggesting that because I suggested that about a year and a half ago that she would just come back. So maybe this would get a chance to get that off my chest when she does come back.
Oh, well, yeah. I think it's a good time for you know, I agree with you. I would love to see her back on.
She hasn't had a contract or a real soap job in about 4 or 5 years since she left Days. Because when Dynamite ended Days, hired her, and when her contract was done with Days, she went to Bold and Beautiful, but that was for 2 months. So I mean, just enough time to just bring Lindsay Godfrey in as Caroline and just to get out of town after marrying, after she and Karen got married, Joanna got married on the show. But speaking of the about that, I do want to say I'm definitely have heard a lot of rumors that Katie McClain is leaving YNR and stuff like that, and I'm sure that I just hope that I just hope that somebody on GH can hire her because that'd be great to work with her husband on that show because. She's starting to come into legacy, and I hope that you can get Katie on anytime soon because I would love to talk to her about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby, you got to remember her husband is not on Dental Hospital right now, and we really don't know when or if Zahn Lindstrom is going back there. And number two, I think they put, what's the name on the show? Kelly into they put Kelly into a box and made her too crazy. And they had to give her a vote in that way. They did. Yeah. They should not vote like that.
But I know that another YNR star is leaving, Jessica Collins, and I know that she has spent her time on the show for the last 4 years and got a couple of daytime Emmy nominations. And,
Bobby,
and
thank you for bringing this up. Bobby, thank you for bringing that up. It's abomination what they are doing with Jessica Collins. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible, it's wrong, and, you know, who is ever in Charlotte over there needs to wake up because, you know, I love
Avery. It's all Jill's fault because she killed regulars off and fired them. It's all her fault.
Bobby, we need to be careful how we say things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to start in rumors that it's Jill Phelps' fault because she got hired and then all of a sudden everybody else is on the chopping block and getting killed on the show and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, we have the power to fix that. We just have to, you know, call CBS, call Sony, and tell them how we feel. This is the time to do that.
Right. I agree. And I hope Jessica can have, like, a loving reunion with Laura Wright and Lisa Westerman that plays Olivia on GH, the one that just had the baby. And
but we don't know if Jessica Collins is going over to the general hospital. Bobby, right. We are being too premature to even say that. I mean, that would be a good wish, but, you know, I would love it happening. And another thing I want to clear up is Billy Miller is not leaving General Hospital. Go back a while and all. Whoever started that woman needs to.
I was going to bring that up about Billy Miller, because he just got to GH, and I don't think he wants to leave to head back to YNR, so whoever they can find to replace Bergens. I don't care if they have to bring back David Tom or not, but I'm not buying into the Billy Miller coming back to YNR thing yet until I see it.
No, he's not coming back, period. You know, you don't go back to a show that would not let you work to do other projects. And what else did I want to say before we start the soap talk? I'm very happy that one of my TV husbands is coming back to daytime. Winston Homer, who played Stone, is coming back, and I love it, and I love to see my husband on there. I know I have a bunch of husbands, okay, people, but I don't care. I'm going to be a little slut. If I cannot be a slut in real life, I will be a slut on the show or whatever.
Well, I'm the same way as you, Carly, because I'm about to be 4 years old, and I'm liking these actors from Days of Our Lives and Bold and Beautiful, two of the soaps that I sometimes watch when I get a chance, and also dreaming of one day working with them and stuff like that in my own alter ego fantasy universe. But you know, it's going to be pretty exciting to see what happens.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the soap that I've been waiting to talk all day about. I haven't seen it, but the thought of Sunny decking Scotty makes my year, makes my decade. I want Scotty to pay, and, you know, and how dare Scotty try and go after my Sunny? How dare he? I'm going to go away and kick some booty.
Sorry, he's our Sonny.
Yeah, so You know, what did you think of it, Meg?
It was hot. And I really wish the no cops were there and he could have beat the shit out of him because he deserved it.
Yes.
For many, many reasons.
So how long was the Sunny Look scene?
5 minutes at the most, not even that.
Well, you guys, I just want to tell you, we have 10 weeks of Anthony Geary.
Oh, God. His speech,
you know,
he gave.
And every day I'm going to be crying.
Yeah, it's just saying, I just hope that he can reunite with Laura when Jeannie returns back, because that would be a good reunion.
She's there today. She showed up.
Oh.
Well, yeah, but I don't want Laura and Luke leave together. You know what? I've invested too much time in Luke and Tracy.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe get a chance to watch this one before I go to bed. So I'm going to just leave it at that. But I'll call in Monday to talk to your guests. And hopefully I'll just get a chance to try to avoid the other internet soaps, except for internet soap talk shows, except for yours. And I'll talk to you Monday. What time Monday exactly?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast, 8
well,
o'clock, whatever Maggie is.
Okay, that would be in Chicago. Okay, well, that would be great. Well, I look forward to talking to you all then, and you have a night.
You do.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Later.
All right, bye.
Eat bones today.
Well, what was I going to say? Okay. People, you need to stop me from going to Target from now on. Target and me are like, we need to have a breakup. But then again, I don't want to break up from them, Target. But you know when I'm in Target? I'm in the zone, people.
Well, you want to help the economy.
Yes.
I always used to call retail shopping and helping the economy. Except there's one thing about all your husbands. I can't keep
what?
Buying wedding. I can't keep buying wedding gifts.
Well, you didn't need to buy one for, you know, my main husband and I.
Okay. And
oh my God, Kim Douglas treated me and goes zombie on my soul. Just thought I would tell you guys that. Susan, did you watch the show tonight? I mean, today? Oh, have you not watched it yet?
Yeah,
well,
I've been gone with my brother all day.
You, Brad, and Lucas were on. Why, Maggie? Isn't that what you're talking
about? Yes. They had a little engagement party at the floating
aww.
Room. Yeah. And that's where everybody's looking for them at the engagement party, and they're not there. And that's where Sonny and, Scotty. But naturally deserved it.
Yes. I cannot wait to watch it. Like, I mean, that's going to be my little... I'm hoping, you know, this is... you know, probably this is the episode I'm probably going to have to keep. Okay, and people, I have over 100 General Hospital episodes on my TiVo. Okay, I need your help.
I'm not very much help because I have the same stuff on mine. I keep saying.
Oh, we have another call. 973, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with us. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
This is Coley.
This is Mimi.
Oh, welcome. We've been talking about General Hospital tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are your thoughts about General Hospital?
Right now? I'm in a love-hate relationship with General Hospital right now. Because it's kind of exciting and it's going my way, but then, you know, my favorite couple is Jason Elizabeth, so I'm not really feeling the storyline right now.
Well, that's okay. Seeing Scotty, seeing Sunny punch Scotty today, I cannot wait to see that. That's going to be like my little justify reward for years and years, yes, and years. So, did you watch any other soaps?
Just Bold and the Beautiful. I stopped watching it in the last one. And I watched Days of Our Lives on and off.
Well, we talk about all soaps, so.
Yeah. Well, Bold and the Beautiful, I want to say they're doing an excellent job right now. I don't know who the writers over there are, but they are killing it right now.
They brought the original writer back, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, yeah, they're definitely one of my favorite folks today right now.
With General Hospital, you know, people, I believe Jason and Liz will get together. They
mm-hmm.
have chemistry. This is working for Billy and Becky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Sam and...
Yeah, I've never liked Sam since I started watching.
but that's okay. Not everyone. You know, I live like Sam with Patrick, and that is just me. You know, but I still believe Jake is not dead. And, you know, and I'm having a hard time with Luke leaving because we love our Lukey. And you know what? I will say this too. I'm blue in the face. I never will buy that Luke killed Jake. End of story, end of discussion with me. You know?
Yeah.
Luke would never have done that. And Luke wasn't drunk at that time. And, you know, so for me, that's how I feel about it. And do you have any other questions for us?
No, I just really called to listen and hear everybody's opinions. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Luke really killed Jake. I mean, the way the writers did that, it was just horrible to have be the one that murdered Jake. I think that's when I stopped. Yeah, that was around the time I stopped watching.
Yeah. And, you know, I know a lot of people are still mad about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I couldn't just stop watching my soap. Because, you know, I watched it for Carly, Sunny, and I watched it for Sean, Duke, well, they are gone. But, you know, I watched it for so many different reasons, plus I have the show. So, for me, I couldn't just stop watching the New Hospital. I know there was a lot of angry fans, but for me, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't undo my Sunny love.
Killing Jake had no purpose. There was no reason for it. Like you,
exactly.
It's like when, that same way I feel back then is how I feel right now. Like when Nicholas begged Hayden to keep the secret. Then the next day, you have him blab to Elizabeth. It's just like, you know, they could have wrote that better. They could have did that better. Like, how do you go from one day missing and we don't want nobody to know the secret to all of a sudden you confessing to Elizabeth because she's crying? Like, it made no sense. They should have wrote it better, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, and that's how I felt about when Jake died. It's just all of a sudden they were going one way and then they went left. Like, how did what was the purpose of killing Jake? Really, what was the purpose of killing Jake?
Okay, to be honest, and, you know, everyone has their own opinions. And I will say what I will believe, and I really believe in my heart and soul. They were trying to pimp Jason and Sam up, and it was okay to give Sam fired, but it wasn't okay for Liz and Jason to have a son and be together when. You know, you want to say the mob is too dangerous, both said.
Yeah.
I will say both said. Excuse my friends. But the thing is, it did not make any sense. Why, Maggie? It did not make any sense. Like, Jocelyn got sick over that time, and people were making Carly out to be a bad mother about, you know, see, I can't even notice. Her kids, being sick, that made me sick to my stomach. Yes, I'm a Carly fan. I will say it to her. I'm blue in the face. I've always loved Carly, and I love Elizabeth. But the thing that eats me up inside is, okay, Nicholas knew about this. Nicholas knew that Jake... alive, that it was Jason. My thing is, this was Nicholas' thing. He could have told Sam. He could have told a lot of
people.
Exactly.
If your secret gets blown out and in front of everybody, your first instinct is to go to the person you kept the secret with. So for Nick to go chase after Elizabeth after the secret came out, it just didn't make any sense. Like, if you wanted to, you know, lessen the blow on yourself or, you know, whatever, he would have either went to Sam or Hayden. I've always said that. There was no point of chasing after Elizabeth. I don't understand that part. Like, that, even when it happened, I was just like, it's like they went totally a different direction than what we thought it was going to go. And it didn't make sense. Like story started falling apart. Like, same thing what you said about with Jocelyn, when Jake died and Jocelyn getting sick. I felt like Jocelyn getting sick was just so it could be like, well, Jake died so he can give something to Jocelyn so we can be like, oh, that's so sweet. But Jocelyn was sick for, what, a week?
Yes, I know a lot of Zazon fans don't like Carly, but I love Carly. And for people to say out there that she's a neglectful mother, both said. And back then, it made me mad. And what's making me now, Liz and Carly finally have some respect for each other. You know, they are not going to be best friends overnight or anything. But my point is, why not Liz tell Carly? Doesn't have to tell Sam, in my opinion, but tell Carly and Sunny that their best friend is alive and not dead. Spinelli knew it. Spinelli felt it. And everyone was telling him he was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, to this day, it makes me mad. Would you go back watching General Hospital? Because, you know, I don't read everything is out there right now. A lot of things are coming from the, you know, Jade Sid fans because they are scared. Billy and Kelly does not have the chemistry that Becky and Billy do.
Like, and not only that, people say, oh, you can't see the chemistry. They don't. They just, when they speak, it it's just regular. You know, you can't have chemistry with somebody just during a regular conversation. First of all, she hated him when she first, you know, right when she thought that he kidnapped her, so she hated him. How can you see chemistry through heat? That's number one. Like, you know, how can you say, oh, my God, if they hate each other? Like, you know what I mean? They like to, you know, make up stuff in their own little head and say whatever, so I really don't pay attention to the Jason Sam fans. I really don't really care about them that much. But,
yeah. You know, and it's okay for people to have different opinions, but I hate how the other side attacks the liaison. People they've been doing for so long, but you know, for me, what I hate about it is, you know, they just attack them for no apparent reason, and you know, that's what I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you love your couple, whoever you ship, you know, if you love them so much, right? Okay, like I said, I tell Jason and Sam fans, at the end of the day, yeah, Elizabeth is lying. You know, Jason. We all know Jason's not gonna, you know, want Elizabeth back after he knows he lied about. You know, Jake's not gonna want her because he knows he lied to her about who he really was. So yeah, he's gonna go back to Sam. So if you know that, there's no reason to bash Elizabeth. You know, like
yes.
when Sam had Jake kidnapped, I was sitting there like, oh, Jason's going to hate her for this. I was like, yep, let me just keep watching. I never bashed Sam because I knew Jason was going to be mad at Sam when he found out that she had Jake kidnapped and it's going to be over from there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't get mad. I didn't bash Sam because I knew, because first of all, I've been watching Jake in the hospital long enough to know that, you know, the way the writers work. So, you know, so I know. If Sam watched Jake get kidnapped, Jason is going to hate her. Their relationship is going to be over. Boom.
Yeah.
That's
what
Sam's there for. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah. And, you know, I mean, we just have to see how this storyline plays out. You know, Zeno Hospital is going dark very soon. So, and you know what? Frank and Juan doesn't bring out the rumors like the other regime did. You know, they are more tight about it. They were tight like Don, one by Philip. So, you know, everyone needs to steal out, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes they just say whatever they want to, you know, to get all people all upset.
But you know what it is, too? The writers that came over from One Life to Live, the General Hospital, if you were the One Life to Live fan, you know that when they were writing for them, they don't know how to do relationships. Like, you know what I mean? They don't know how to write for super couples. And that's why I tell people, Jason and Sam, you know, they got their fan base. They're considered super couples. Jason and Elizabeth, they're considered super couples. So it's hard when there's, you know, when there's that love triangle and you don't know how to write for them. And it's like, you know, you got to bash Sam to pimp Jason and Elizabeth, and then you got to bash Liz to pimp Jason and Sam. And it shouldn't be that way. Like, if you watch Bold and the Beautiful, you will know the writers know how to write for Brooke, Ridge, and Taylor. You know what I mean? Like, they do it so well so they can, so both fan bases can be happy. They don't knock down Brooke to pimp Ridge and Taylor. You know, General Hospital, I've always said that they don't know how to write for couples. It's for super couples,
mm-hmm.
like for love triangles. They don't know how to write. It's
yeah,
like they,
and
it's like they get, well, we got to give one fan base what they want, so let's give them this and then forget the other fan base. And it sucks, but that's how they think. I mean, when they was writing for One Life to Live, that's how it used to be, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, but I read an article that Frank did when he was over at One Life to Live, and he said he would have never killed Zagoff.
Yeah.
He would have never done a death
Jake?
Of a sire like that.
Yeah, you know what it is? Jake was only killed because Liz being pissed off the power that day.
Yeah,
that's,
you know
that's
what?
That's the only reason why Jake was killed because.
Yeah,
Liz,
and you know what?
And
we got
Becky
Hazar back, didn't we? The fans
yeah,
did it. So, you know, I just think, you know, it's good and bad. I know we still have more soaps to cover, but you're also so welcome and call anytime. We love hearing a new opinion. Why, Maggie? Why, Susan?
Yeah. Definitely.
And so, oh, we didn't catch your name.
Oh, I'm Mimi.
Okay, well, yeah, and we hope you can call in next week. We will have a show next week. And, you know, just follow our page on Facebook. And, you know, follow our Daytime After Dark group. And then you know when upcoming shows are on.
Will do.
Yeah, you said you watched Days of Our Life, right?
What happened?
Do you watch Days of Our Life?
On and off. I watch it sometimes, and then sometimes I don't.
Tori will be on Monday. Very interesting.
Dayton is really good. I'm mad that tennis was on for a couple of days, so I'm not a big tennis fan. You know, so, but did you like anyone on Dayton of Our Life?
Well, yeah, I was the only EJ and Sammy fan on Dave. Like, that was all for me. And then once, you know, they left, I tried to keep up, but.
Well,
did you like
this? Just remember that, you know, if you have any questions about any of the soaps, you can call in at any time, and we will be able to answer everything that we know, because the three of us, we know everything. And what we don't know, we find on Google.
Yeah. I mean, what besides Days of Our Life, what else shows do you guys watch?
We watch Bold and the Beautiful, Y&R, we watched Grey's Anatomy. I'm mad about Stalkers. Did you try and watch Stalkers?
Stalkers? No.
On CBS?
But my mom loved that show, though. But, I never watched it.
I'm still upset over the McDreamy dying on Grey's Anatomy. I'm still upset.
I don't think there's a person in the world that's still not upset about that.
You know what? I mean, I did not see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that one coming.
That's the worst.
And I am still pissed about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I saved that episode on my TiVo, but I did. The thing is, they didn't have to do this. Sandra Ryan didn't have to kill all McDreamy off. You know, she could have just said, oh, he's the Washington foe, ever, or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got a job as the president, go back with it. Then he's down on the street.
Yeah. And we also watched Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and Law and Order SVU.
Oh yeah.
Blue Bloods.
Scandal.
Maggie watched Scandal. I'm getting into Scandal. And so when, you know, I'm going through withdrawals of not having our shows.
Not only that, there's no good summer shows out right now. Like, I'm trying to watch Mistress, but it's just, I'm still stuck in season one. And season three premiere is, next week, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's next week. But, you know, I'm kind of mad that Alyssa Milano is not on there.
Oh, she's not going to be in this one?
No.
No, because they wanted to move to into Canada. Oh, and I just requested you as a friend on Facebook, by the way. They had to move it to Canada, and she just had a baby, so she did not want to move the baby and the, you know, 3 or 4 year old to Canada. So with I don't mind, you know, I can see why she didn't.
But isn't that like a life of an actress though? Like,
But I think when your husband is working in California or whatever, you know, it's hard. And she just had a baby like 2 months before they asked her to come back. So I cannot imagine moving 2 kids under the age of 4 to Canada and doing what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think it would have been a hard move. You know, so what other, you know, I lost all my cooking shows because I think I'm going to be a really good cook one day. That's like, you ever do that?
I mean, you know, I'm not good with directions. It's hard. I have to go by, just watching. That's why it's hard to watch cookie shows, because you got to follow them, and it's just like, damn, I did something wrong.
Well, I mean, that's part of cooking, people would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the way I see it, you know, you know, that's where it comes in for takeout. Takeout is better than cooking.
So much better than cooking.
That's cheaper.
Yes.
So much deeper, too.
I mean, why would you want to duty every dish in your house, why would you want to do that? And then you have to clean up all night, so it's not worth it, in my opinion.
And Chinese food is just pretty, pretty amazing. It's so good. Chinese food is just always good, no matter when you eat it.
Exactly. And, okay, the only good cook probably on the show, two of them, Maggie and Susan. You guys are probably so much better than I am.
Just that I love to cook. Yeah, I actually really love it. So the cleanup, though, is really the pet.
So, wait, you guys are Young and the Restless fans, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we love Young and the Restless.
So how are you guys feeling? Because I've been hearing just horrible things about it. I'm not going to lie, I check in on it once in a while, and it's just, you guys got Chuck Pratt, and it's just awful. The Young and the Restless.
See, I have a couple of good friends on Young and the Restless, so I have to watch it. My TV husband is on Young and the Restless. Christoph St. John, that plays Neil. I think I'm married to him in my mind.
Yeah.
He's been on the show a couple of times. Yeah. So, really, I watched it really because of him, and I love Steve Burton over there.
Yeah.
I love Zosta with Mo. You know, I mean, there are some storylines that they should have not done, like the Zach versus Yak. Right, Maggie?
Now, the both are going to get killed today. The girl and the real Jack.
Really? Oh, well, I haven't watched it yet. Oh, did Nikki and Neil kiss?
No. I didn't see it.
Damn it.
It looks like they were leading into it. I mean, they gave really good hugs, and they were relying on one another.
Wait, they're trying to put Neil and Nikki together?
Well, it could be interesting. She told Victor when she comes out of the hospital she's not coming back to him.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm just, you know what, I've been done with, me and Victor, I had a love-hate relationship with Victor, but what did it for me is when he brought Patty to town and Patty killed Colleen.
Yes.
I hate Victor, and I'm so sorry to all the Victor fans, but I just cannot, yeah. That really did it for me.
People have their own opinions, and, you know, I cannot forgive Victor what he's doing now. You know, it's a whole struggle, you know. What he's doing now, this is the reason why Nikki started drinking, in my opinion. And, you know, see, not over Catherine's death. You know, there are so much things that played into it, but I blame Victor so much about Nikki drinking. And, you know, Victor Newman, you know, let's be honest, he's not the greatest guy in the whole wide world. I mean, you know, for Nikki to have been married to him that long, I think, you know, she is a saint, but there comes a time when even you're a super couple, sometimes you have to break up.
I mean, it's, and that's what I tell people all the time, too. Yeah, no couple is forever on the soap. It's a soap. We have to keep the drama going. But the way they write, see, the thing is, when I watch soap, I watch for, you know, the entertainment, too. But I also try to, like, get into the minds of the writers, like, okay, we'll make them do this and we'll make them do that. The way they write the characters on Young and the Restless, to me, it's like some people are, you know, they do something wrong, no matter what, everybody will stand beside them. Sharon starts stealing, and then the whole town hates her. Like, you know, she goes on her little klepto thing, and then, like, it's like everybody hates her. And, like, that's why I'm like, Victor can do anything in the world, but he'll still have 3-4 people still on his side. Sharon do one thing, and it's just the whole town just want to hate on her. And that's what I don't like.
So, are you a Sharon fan?
I am a Sharon fan. No, I am.
Okay. don't kill us. Don't kill us. we don't.
Oh, what do you have to do?
The fire.
We don't, but it's okay. I mean, if you like her.
Yeah.
I won't do my Sharon jokes for you. I will leave that out of this conversation.
No, I really don't know. Like, what is it about Sharon that you guys just, you know, don't care for?
The fire.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. Out of all things, it's the fire that did it for you?
Yes, my father was a fireman.
Oh, okay.
What
about Scorpius?
Okay, you know, this might, you know, you can disagree with me on this, but the thing is, I look at Sharon the same way I look at Sam.
Really?
Saying that Sharon has slept with every Newman and a couple of Abbots, and, you know, they cannot do a mental illness story.
She's supposed to match.
Sharon is very, I mean, when they did that, I was kind of off it when they did the three-way Who's the Baby Daddy, like, you know, Billy, Jack, and Nick. I was just like, God, you turned my girl into, like, a whore. I mean, she is. Really want, but you know, Sharon K, she didn't want to do the storyline with Victor,
because
she knew that it would be the character suicide kind of, like, you know, what they, you know, what they did to her. And that's around the time when everybody started hating Sharon, and she knew that was going to happen. And when she disagreed to it, they turned her, they made her even, you know, more into a villain, if you want to say, like, because she just, she didn't want to do that storyline. So,
well, you know, it's just very hard to watch. You know, I don't like feeling with Dylan, you know. For me, I just don't like it. You know, Dylan belongs with me.
Honestly, I love Steve Burton, and, you know, when he was on General Hospital, but I just could never like him as Dylan. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, people have different likes, and I mean, if we all agreed with each other, we would be very boring. And this is why, the reason why I started my show is it was 2007, and they almost getting together, then they broke them up, and I got mad. And so, and I thought people needed soap. So that enjoy the mob as much as I do, because I love the mob. And, you know, but it's okay if you don't like Dylan, you know?
Yeah. And I would say it to him, I love Steve Burton. I do. I really do love him. But just the character of Dylan, I don't know. I just feel like he came to town. And it's like they forced him on us, and then they made him Mickey's son. And then it's just like, okay, you guys are doing too much. Like, just, you know. I don't know. It's just, But I love like Sage.
How do you like Sage? Nixon. She used to be Connie Boston area on GH.
Yeah, she's, I mean, I like her too, so. I mean, she's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't lie. She's doing a good job, and I mean, I gotta see more about her character. Like, once they start, you know, she gets more another storyline or something. Because usually when people first move to, like, a show, it's like the first storyline, I try, you know, try to fill them out. Usually by the second storyline, it's like, okay, yeah, I love this character, you know? So, but she's doing a good job. I like her with Nick, honestly.
But
I mean, it's okay that, you know, not everyone agrees with everyone.
Yeah.
But if people don't like my husband, Christoph St. John and Neil, then I kind of go crazy.
You know what? When I was younger and my aunt and my grandma used to watch Young and the Restless, that's all, you know, that's why I grew up with soap, because, you know, my family watched it. And I used to look at him and I was like, oh my God, he's so sexy. Like,
he is.
He really is.
He is a nice
actor.
I found some, let's see, some really sexy pictures of Christoph. Yes, I will admit that. They are very tasteful, but very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Bold and Beautiful?
Yes. Love Bold and Beautiful.
Who did you like on there?
Maya and Rick. Do you know who I really used to love on Bold and Beautiful? I love Stephanie and Bill.
Oh, okay.
I love them.
Well, don't kill me. Don't kill me. I'm not a Maya and Rick fan. And don't think it's because of this whole thing. It's not. Believe me.
Yeah.
I just thought what Maya did to everyone in the beginning was hard. And if it was someone else, being the transgender, I would have dealt with it though. But, you know, we knew her story a little too much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might not have that opinion. But, you know, they could have, like, Bill Secretary. They could have brought in some, you know, someone else. And, you know, I think You know, I think they are doing a good job what they have been given, but, you know, what did you think?
I mean, first, the storytelling was great. I will say that. Like, it's just, both of the beautiful writers are, they're just knocking it out of the park right now. The writers, you know, like, the way they told the story of Maya Rick, like, it's never been done in daytime. That's number one. But it's just the storytelling of it. And, you know, how, like I said, how Rick went from, you know, hurt, anger, to, you know, feeling betrayal into love again. It's just like, Jacob Nunn is an amazing actor. Like, he's really, really good. And, I don't know, I love the storyline. I'm not going to lie. I really do. I enjoy it. It's great storytelling. And that's what I watch so far, is for the storytelling, you know, and the romance, too. But it's just, I like a good story. And,
you know, yeah, and I like this takeover. You know, you might not have, but I love takeovers. Or the mob. Or someone getting shot. Or whatever. But with the takeover, it was really interesting. The way I, you know, the way I perceived it, and, you know, it was a really good, you know, storyline. Wiz, I'm a Wiz and Caroline fan, but Wiz was damned if he did, damned if he didn't, and I know you like Rick, but Rick was not being nice to people.
Yeah.
You know, he was making a hostile work environment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, he wanted to shoot Caroline with a gun. Come on.
I like Ridge and Caroline too.
Well, I like, you know, Ridge and Caroline is sexy to me,
yeah.
And I love it how they have worked in her accident, because you know, maybe you don't. That happened to my wife, and I loved how, you know, they did that.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have 2 minutes left of this show, and we are not going over time because we have a show on Monday night, the Days of a Life show. If you watch Days of a Life, Paul's mom is going to be on the show. She's so sweet.
Haida.
Yeah. And then we will be back next Friday, the 12th, for this soap show. We don't have anyone on the show, the 12th, because we've been going 5 days this week with having someone. So after 5 days, my voice is kind of almost gone. But we want to thank everyone for calling in. And we hope everyone has a great weekend. And really hope you call in. We really hope you call in. And we really hope you had a good time. And we hope you call back in.
Okay.
We're very grateful for Kim Douglas for being part of the
show tonight. Yes. Yes, and I requested you on Facebook. So you should be getting the request when you hang up or whatever. You know, then you will know when our show is and everything.
Okay.
So, Susan, I will text you tonight. But, Susan, you are grounded this weekend. You need to relax. And if you don't, I will be coming for you. And, Maggie, I will talk to you in a couple of seconds. And everyone have a great weekend. And go enjoy the sun, but don't lay out really long because you don't want to have skin cancer, people. So, night, everyone, and thank you for a new call, and we hope you come back next week. Night, everyone.
Good night.
Night, Susan. Night, Meg.
Good night.
Wow.